Hello and welcome, everyone. You're tuning in to the UAuth Revolution Shift 2012, and this is Darius Barozande, and I am so excited to have everybody here. We had got on a little bit early. We did an intention session. We even got on a little bit before that, and I answered some questions for those amazing people that came on extra early, and I am absolutely so excited about what we are teaching today and what we are going to experience today. I have somebody who has become a real incredible guest of the event, a real incredible resource for all of us, and somebody that really has dedicated their life to changing the space, not only the physical space of your life, but the intangible spiritual space that becomes so tangible. And that person is Hans King, and I think this session is going to be very different than anything else that you've ever experienced. And one of the reasons is that Hans is not only one of the most interesting guests that I ever have on this series, but he's also an internationally acclaimed intuitive medium and a spiritual teacher. And as we get to connect, you are going to get some information and some wisdom, I think, that you will not be able to get anywhere else. And that's because this call will be very, very powerful and very connected to exactly what you need at the right time. So let me introduce Hans, but before I do that, I really would love all of you to share this with your family and friends. Go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and just share on the Facebook sharing app and say, listen, this is happening now. Connect to this. This is going to be powerful, because you never know when, like, one tiny Facebook post or some email, something goes out and someone says, I'm going to take a look at that, and their life changes, or they don't do something that could have changed their life. And I've had that happen as well, and that is sometimes even more profound. Well, our guest today is Hans King. He's going to be showing and sharing and teaching us how to change our lives by changing our intentions. And, you know, it's very clear that obviously we need to change our intentions to transform our life. We need to raise our vibration levels, and we need to understand how we can work with spirit to remove any blockages that stand in our way of achieving our heart's desires. Now, Hans King is a true modern-day mystic. As I mentioned earlier, he is an internationally acclaimed intuitive medium, spiritual teacher. He is someone who's been sharing his extraordinary talent of communicating with the realm of spirit. Hans has a direct voice and connection to the spirit. He is a direct voice medium, a metaphysics expert, and he specializes in channeling and spirit communication. His ability to communicate with the realm of spirit and his work in partnership with his guidance has helped over 50,000 clients in private readings in the last 50 years. He has been gifted with the ability to bridge the gap between the physical and the spiritual world. Hans literally walks in both worlds, and a very important part of his work is devoted to providing comfort to those who have lost loved ones, as he brings them powerful and personal messages from the other side. What's so different about Hans that I love is that he also teaches us how to better our life from those messages, from that wisdom from the other side. And that's why this is very unique, and I think a very rare call. He teaches a wide range of classes and topics on abundance, sacred relationships, intuitive development classes, and he really believes that everyone is born with this intuitive gift that is too easily lost in our day-to-day tasks in this modern culture. So he's very humble, he's very compassionate. You're going to get a chance to connect with him through this call, through questions that you can send in at uwealthrevolution.com/now. Hans, welcome back to the UAuth Revolution Shift 2012.
And what a joy it is to be back as well, Darius. I've looked forward to this for some time, and I'm, again, very happy to be with you today.
Well, we are so happy and so honored to have you. I guess, you know, the question that I would love to start with is, as we are moving into 2012, through the course of the year, we're in 2012, we're moving now in March here into the summer months. What is happening? What is changing? And why is intention going to play a very pivotal role in this year and the coming years ahead?
Well, as the Spirit moves us out of the old perception, the old way of being, they're helping us to understand that we actually do have power over our lives, that we are not victims, that we literally every day have an opportunity to steer our ship. Nobody else can steer our ship but us. And what we're learning is that everything in life starts with an intention. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a table, a chair, a walk to the market. Everything starts with an intention. And we believe that power and energy follow thought, that energy follows thought. Great British medium, Dr. James Allen, in his book, As a Man Thinketh, says that they themselves are makers of themselves. I think, Darius, of all the things that I have ever tried to help people to understand, it is the one hardest thing that people, they just don't seem to understand that, yes, they can, that they themselves are makers of themselves. So when you learn the power that is behind intention, you can magnify that intention, magnify the power that comes with that intention, and that magnification is called belief. And once you believe that what you're setting in motion, once you understand that the power that you're setting in motion can only be derailed by your own thought form, not by what anybody else thinks, not by what anybody else does, if you stay focused in the intention and in the thought, your life will change in any direction you want it to go.
That's incredibly powerful wisdom, and yet so many people are not living the life that they truly hold.
And isn't that
sad?
Isn't that
sad?
Because they think that the goodness, the happiness, the joy, the secret belongs to somebody else. Because they haven't had that experience. They haven't had that experience because they didn't know they could have that experience. And one of the things that you're doing, I listened to your teaching early before the show started, and it was perfect. By setting intention, energy follows thought, there's just nothing we can't do as a people, as a nation, and as a world with just shifting intention. It's very powerful.
Why is it, Hans, that we create, though, these limitations? Like, we have this vast reservoir of intention power, of this ability to transform our lives. What is setting these limitations in effect that sometimes are so powerful that people are unable to break free from them for their entire life long?
Well, Darius, my friend, it's because we're taught from early days that we're not quite good enough. Here's what we need to do to be good enough. We're not ever taught that just who you are right at this moment is enough for God. We're never taught that who we are as a child is perfect. What would you like to do? Tell me what you would like the experience of. We don't say that. Instead, we put a little thing in there that says, yes, well, you're beautiful, yes, but. You're wonderful, yes, but. Here's what you have to do to achieve your goals. You have to get the best education. You have to get the best grades. You have to wear the best clothes. You have to go to the best school if you want to be somebody. None of that is true. That's why some years ago I did the 3-CD series called You Are Enough. And it just rocked people's world because they did not know that they couldn't become better, that they already were enough for God, that they already were perfect in the eyes of Spirit, that nothing they're going to do makes them any better. And once you begin to understand that you and Spirit have that incredible connection, and all you have to do is set the intention, and Spirit will bake the dream, it's that simple. But we have this built-in filter system, Darius, of, well, my mother said I would never amount to anything and I'll never be as bright as my brother is. And we do all of that terrible, I call it, mind-chatter nonsense that defeats us. If you're driving down the street one day and you see a lovely home and you say, I'll live in a home like that one day, you will if you listen to the intention and follow what Spirit says for you to do. But most of the time when we drive down the street and we see that lovely home, our mind chatter says, yeah, right, okay, well, that'll never happen. You know how much money that house costs? And automatically we start to untangle the power that we started to put into place.
I want to ask about this last thing that you said, is that we set the intention and then we listen to what Spirit tells us to do.
Yes.
How can we strengthen that connection of what Spirit tells us to do?
By holding the intention, Darius. That's the key. By defeating the mind chatter. The mind chatter puts itself in place to defeat you. The mind chatter never says to you, Darius, very rarely have I ever heard mind chatter say, you know, you're the nicest person I've ever met. I love you so much. Everything is perfect. You know, we're a team. We're going to make it. Don't you even worry about a thing. It doesn't say that. It starts to nickel and dime you here and there. And it just, I say it's like the back in the day when they had Pac-Man. It's like this little green M&M inside of you just chomping away at your self-esteem continuously. So that when you say, I'm setting my intention for the experience of this, the mind chatter doesn't say, right on, I'm behind you 100%. It doesn't do that. It starts to doubt. It starts to say, well, you know what, maybe it's a nice dream, however. And that's what happens to our intention. And without the power behind the intention, which is the belief of the intention, it begins to fall apart.
What would be some examples of the way that Spirit would guide you? Let's say you set an intention and you believed it. How would Spirit then start to guide? Because what I'm intuiting from our group is that they do have these great intentions, but they're just so unsure of the steps to take and the path.
They need to do nothing in the moment. Belief is the key. In other words, when you don't know what to do, do nothing, because the Spirit will literally, if you have the intention and the belief and the peace. I think Joseph Campbell put it best, Darius, when he says, when you finally believe, when you finally get it, doors begin to open where previously there were no doors. You're in the same room, but you could never see the doors. Spirit begins to illuminate through consciousness the doors. And suddenly you get a little brain thing that says, oh, you know what? I hadn't thought of this. And then they'll begin to bring another little door to you. And they'll say, well, this wasn't how I thought it was. This is interesting. I think I'll go this way for a bit. And that's how it works. You begin to develop a dialogue with the Spirit, which has ultimate power. And with that ultimate spiritual power, they begin to present you with the opportunities. And pretty soon you begin to say, I wonder how I got here from there.
Yes.
That's the key. But when you allow the mind chatter to interfere with the power of intention, you lose the power of the intention. It's that simple. I don't like to say it that way, but that's what happens.
I want everybody on the call to just sort of like take a moment and set some intentions. And then as you set them right now, I want to see what is coming up for you, what doubts may come up, what mind chatter, so we can have really a real intention setting experiment on the call. So please do that and then report back at uwealthrevolution.com/now. Let me know what your intention is. It could be for the moment, for the week, for the month, for your life, just whatever Spirit moves you to intend for your life. Now, Hans, these intentions that come into our mind, these ideas that we want to do and create, where do they come from? Are they from Spirit so that we can live our life path, Or are they random that we just sort of develop a fancy for something and
we choose that?
Or is that different?
Yeah, let me explain what happens here. Before you arrive on this plane, you, your guides, your family members, friends, your angels, you all have this big confab, if you will, and all sit at this big table, and you sort of review your previous life and why you came for that particular life, and you sort of review it. Well, did I do what I set out to do? Well, no, I kind of missed on this one. I should have done better on that one. And suddenly you begin to formulate an understanding of what else you would like to learn. What you'd like to go back and look at that maybe you didn't do the way you wanted to. And so everything is based on your dharma being the sum soul of your karma. So your dharma is literally stuck in your memory bank. So you have a copy of it. Spirit has a copy of it. Their job is to help you create the different situations that allow you to experience what you came here to do. So the hunches, the thoughts, the sudden ideas at 2 o'clock in the morning are Spirit's way of saying, remember you wanted to do this. Remember you wanted the experience of that. We're here for you. And so when you put that thought in motion, you're literally taking Spirit by the hand. And they're saying, let's go, son. Let's go, daughter. We'll get you where you need to go. And belief is the power that keeps you holding the hand.
I love that. And I'm listening and feeling that, and I'm reading so many of the intentions that everybody has. One person's intention, Kathleen, so she wants to shift to abundance. Shinon says she wants to live and work prosperously in the Caribbean, generating substantial income with peace and ease. Another person wants to connect to their higher self.
Darius, let's stop for a minute and go back to the first lady who said, now could you read me that again about abundance again, the very first person you mentioned today?
Okay, let's see.
She wanted to connect with her abundance,
I believe. Kathleen in Oak Park said she wants to shifting into abundance while being fully in light.
Okay. What I'd like to say to that particular lovely person and the rest of your audience is be the abundance you are seeking. When you say, I want to shift in, you are saying, I am not in. In other words, you're adding a negative energy to a positive thought. However, if she says, I am abundance itself, now where would I like to take my abundance? That's an entirely different issue. You see? When you're seeking something, you're saying, I don't have it, which is not true. You and the abundance of spirit are not separate. Only the mind does that. So when you operate out of a place of abundance, since we know that we draw to us that which is our own consciousness, when you are the abundance you are seeking, all that is abundant begins to gravitate towards you. You see?
Yes. Yes. Now, we just had somebody who set an intention. Denise, I just want to read this. She said, my intention seems to be, actually it's Donna, to just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Donna has written us back not even a minute later. Already the mind chatter is saying, but I have so much to do, I just can't relax.
There you are. That's right. That, Darius says it all right there. That's what happens to our intention, and so we become unfocused, and when we become, Darius, unfocused, then what we would like to have happen in our life drifts away. We can't hold the intention of the moment. That is so precious to us, is to hold the experience of the moment of peace. And this wonderful lady is so tremendously honest and has been so helpful in sending in that email. But that's exactly, Darius, what happens when we try to set our intentions, we let our mind chatter get in our way.
How can spirit help us in this path? If spirit wants or is moving us with these hunches and this intention and these ideas, how can we or can we call upon spirit to help us to be that we want?
Yes, we certainly can, because they've never left us. They're constantly there with us. They're constantly at our side. We are the ones who disconnect from the power. The power isn't capable of disconnecting from us. That's what Christ meant when he said, I and my Father are the same. The power of God flows through each and every one of you. Yoda put it well when he called it the Force. And it flows through all of us. It is our own psyche, our own humanness, if you will, that disconnects us from the power of spirit, which is the power of ourself.
Now, one of the things that I love about your work is you actually teach and help people to not only understand the intention setting and the side of bringing things into the world from their action, but also connecting to spirit, connecting to that intuitive place that we all have guidance coming in from. Is everybody able to do that? Is that a trainable thing that people could be able to tap into in their life?
Oh, absolutely. I've never known anyone who was able to hold their intention, who has taken, for instance, our intuitive development class, who was not able then to really get busy holding intention and changing their life. Everybody can certainly get evidence from the Spirit. They can get knowledge and wisdom. They can learn to walk with Spirit, how to ask questions, how to receive answers, learning how to tell which is the voice of Spirit and which is the mind chatter voice. I think we have a 9-hour development class, interactive development class, May the 18th through the 20th. And in this will be a live video, so people will be able to interact. This will not be a recorded. This will be online video. People will be able to see me, ask me questions. And, of course, this will be coming in from all over the world. So it's going to be a wonderful class. I really love these because you see the incredible evidence that people start to email us. And it's really great when people find out, oh, my goodness, I can do this. I can hear spirit. And, you know, it's you can tell I get excited. I just love doing it.
It's very exciting because I'm seeing the questions come in and people are saying, you mean I could connect to spirit like
heavens,
I could learn that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is not restricted to someone like myself. What happened for me, Darius, is that this is what I was supposed to do with my life. I knew it from early days. I followed the path that spirit sent for me to follow. And they led me through all kinds of interesting things. And I look back and say, oh, that's why I went through that then, because this is what I'm teaching now. You see? So it's people absolutely can hear their own guides.
For somebody right now that is going through challenges and they've set intentions in their life, they've thought they were hearing the right voice of which path to take, and maybe for whatever reason they went astray, what advice would you have for them now?
Begin to turn the process over to the Spirit more. In other words, stop trying to control what you have not been able to control. And you say these words. You say to the guidance, I have done all I can do with this issue. Please take this and do that which is best for me to my highest good always. Okay? That helps to start to reconnect you back with the Spirit. Now, please, everyone, be aware the mind chat is going to come in. It's going to argue with you. It's going to tell you what's best for you. And I say, no, that was then, this is now. I'm on this path.
with my intention. Spirit and I are now one with this intention, and I know they're drawing me where I want to go.
What are some of the ways that Spirit talks to us? Could it be just from a voice that we hear? Could it be from a serendipity or a certain thing that we see in the physical world?
In many ways. Okay. All of those. Spirit speaks to us through numbers, through letters. They can speak to us through actual hearing of tones. Many people get a very high-pitched ringing in their ear. That's certainly the announcement that your guides are near you, your loved ones are near you. Many people get a very cool, a soft breeze. Some people get suddenly very warm for no apparent reason. All those are vibratorial changes in electromagnetic energy. And so for people who get very warm, remember that Spirit vibrates much faster than we do. One of the keys, and this is really, really hard, Darius, people need to be a little patient. We're used to, in our modern society, of instant gratification. We dial a number, and there you are. Okay, we turn on the TV, it no longer warms up, there it is. What you want to remember that with Spirit, we are the ones who are slow. We are the ones that are behind. They're already up to speed. So the job of Spirit is to lower its vibration. Our job is to raise our vibration. And that's what our classes are for, is teaching you how to raise that vibration so that communication gets better. And it works beautifully.
I've got a question coming in from Marguerite, who's asking, are there ever faker spirits or lower vibrational energies that some people tune into or hear, and these divert us from our life path in some way?
Oh, we like to say only if you look for it. If you protect yourself from the beginning through your intention of only allowing that which comes from the light, Darius, your guidance will not allow any darkness in. However, if you come from a negative place inside of your own soul that comes out of anger, frustration, doubt, you can, on occasion, tap into some negative vibration from lower astral. Yes, that can happen. But the rule is that your guides save you from that experience. But there are some people that no matter what you do, they are angry. If you remember in the movie Ghost, the man who was stuck on the underground subway?
Yes.
Remember him? He was stuck in, even though there was a goodness in him, because he taught Patrick Swayze how to move the coin. He was so angry with what his life had been and what happened to him, that that's all he could see. Therefore, he stayed in that negative space. And I'm reminded of a wonderful line in the Broadway show that says, I'm sorry to have put myself out there to be rescued when I had no intentions of being saved. So you have to watch and see where your intention is coming from. When the Spirit sees the intention, they plug the energy in to that intention, Darius. Once that happens, the dark, whatever there is, evil out there, whatever you might think, that cannot come to visit you.
That is a very important thing for everybody to tap into as we start opening up to this. Very, very important. Now, we've got a question, Hans, from Caitlin in Sarasota. She's asking, I've been in an intense emotional struggle and pain, and I've been trying so hard to keep intention. I have failed. How do I get back on track?
First of all, Caitlin, please stop telling me that you failed. No such thing has occurred. There's no failure here, sweet dear. None whatsoever. Your intention falters because the appearance of the dilemma is so great. Give it away, child. Give it to the Spirit. Here again, say, I've done all I can do with this matter. Please take this and do that which is best for me. Never think about it again. No, it is being handled. Every time the mind chatter, Caitlin, comes up, say, no, that was done, this isn't, now I give you no more power. Watch and see how Spirit gradually pulls all the power of the situation away from you. Please give it a little time. I'm not talking months, dear. I'm talking days. Okay?
Beautiful. We've got a listener here that has been so faithful, and I haven't reached out to him yet. His name is Alton Sanders, and I just want to thank him for being on the calls and communicating the message of our group, and he's a very powerful person. He's asking, how do you allow Spirit to guide your entire experience?
By believing. I know I sound redundant, but spiritual laws are extremely simple. Something either is or it is not. Period. Either you believe or you don't believe. Now, when you believe and you put that belief in your heart, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to go to the movie or go look at a car or whatever you want to do. It means you know that what is best for you is in the process of manifesting at all times. At all times. And so, Alton, I would say to you, learning how to be in the moment and being peaceful in that moment keeps you connected and grounded to Spirit.
Very powerful. I want to ask this question. How do we go about removing blockages that stand in the way of achieving our heart's desires? Because what I'm seeing, Hans, is so many people writing in that have these vast intentions, yet something happened in their life and they feel as if they've lost something, and that is almost impossible because they always must gain something from whatever experience, but there's this perception of loss and blockage that they're feeling, yet how do they overcome that?
By going past the mirror and looking at the mirror and say, oh my God, I love you. Do you know that you're enough for me? But just who you are in this moment is enough for me. I am the best. It is important for people to realize that they themselves are makers of themselves through their consciousness. Now, people talk sometimes, I've heard people say, well, Hans's teachings are wonderful, but they're so simple. Life is more complicated. No, it's not. Simplicity itself rules the universe. Something either is or it isn't. And it is when we try to make gray, to fit our desires, that we get in trouble. Intention means I, on this day, at this time, will no longer allow negative thought to form in my mind. And the minute that does, I'm going to counter it with a saying that says, get thee behind me, devil. I give you no more power. No, you can't do this to me anymore. I'm good enough to not be hurt by you. I'm good enough to see my dreams appear and to not listen to you. I'm good enough. And it's a process. It's called brainwashing. It's that simple. You've been brainwashed into believing you're not quite good enough. Sometimes I'll look at someone and I'll just say to them, and they'll give me this big long song and dance and oh my, I'm a victim and oh my good. And I'll just say, yes, you can. They'll say, no, I can't. Yes, you can. And they'll sit there and argue with me, and I'll say, yes, you can. You won't let yourself. There's a difference. Yes, you can. No one needs to be lonely. That's a choice. Believe it or not, Darius, that's a choice. Now, you're going to get a lot of people out there going to send me letters saying, Hansi, here's why. No, that's a choice. There are millions upon billions of single people in this world. Yes, you can. Somewhere in your psyche, you believe you're not quite good enough. Maybe you think you're too old, or you're too heavy, or you're too thin, or you're not pretty. All of our life, we're going to come across people that our conscious mind looks and says, oh, I'd like to have that body, you know, or I'd like to look like that. That's going to happen. But if you can just look in the mirror and say these words, I don't know who you are, but I promise you I'm going to find out. And when I do, I'm going to take very good care of you. And I'm never going to allow any thought or person to ever hurt you again. When you can do that, every aspect of your life will change because you've just put the power of spirit back in your heart. And that once that plugs in, no thought that's negative can last in that space.
Wow. I have so many people writing in that are feeling just a awakening, a feeling in their body and in their heart of just this opening up and this connection. Some people are experiencing tingling, and I know that's because you are sharing this immense, vast truth, and the part of them that knows this to be true is rising up and becoming more active in their life, or they're at least sensing it. Maybe it's been active the whole time.
You know, you just said something. You said something so valuable. I didn't mean to cut you off. They already know it.
Yes.
This is the problem, Darius. Always in teaching people, they already know it. And yet, they won't allow themselves to access it. Just before the show, my office got a call from someone, I think in Washington State. And they had listened to my show, which is on Thursday night, on World Puja. And they went on and said, this show was the greatest thing for me that has ever happened. I heard something I had never heard before. And in that show, my entire life has changed.
Wow.
And what I'm trying to say to people is, yes, they can. Connect the dots. Listen to people like Darius, who is an angel in human form, here to teach you what you already know but can't assimilate into your life.
We've got a question, and I appreciate that kind comment, Hans. I just am taking it in.
It's true. It's true, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Phyllis, so many people are so consumed by what appears to be the shifting world and the challenges that the world seems to be facing that they feel as it's almost selfish for them to be joyous. Phyllis writes in, says, what about all the suffering that's happening? What about our country and what it's doing to hurt others and cause starvation in other countries? How can I be joyous and happy and abundant?
Phyllis, we brought down the Soviet Union without firing a shot through intention. We brought down the communist bloc without firing a shot with intention. We brought down the Berlin Wall without firing a shot with intention. The world is evolving through the love of spirit. But as we move forward, there will always be despots. There will always be greedy people who will try to unravel the situation. Always. But you can never shine the dark in the light. The light will always prevail, my friend. We are making progress. We are actually moving forward. We are actually, this world of ours is actually making progress. There are less hungry people today than there were 50 years ago. We are not fighting international wars. We have police actions, and the United States needs to look at that. I'm totally aware of that. However, the power of right, the power of light, will always prevail, no matter how dark the moment may look. And people, don't worry about the end of 2012, please. I'm actually living right where it's supposed to occur. I'm on the Mayan Peninsula here. I'm in Yucatan, in Mexico. And I'm fine, and so will you be.
Well, one thing I want to share, Hans, is that, you know, you bring such a high energy into our time here that people are connecting to that almost instantaneously. Cheryl says, I just was thinking exactly what Hans just said, what I was thinking. She started like connecting to your vibration, and what you were thinking instantly came into her head before you said it. Wendy said, I just felt my vibration go higher. My internal dialogue went really, really powerful. Karen said, I am beyond moved. My full body is getting chills right now. I am hearing exactly what I need to hear.
There you go.
What are you sensing or intuiting is the wisdom or the message that this group, particularly this group at the UWealth Revolution, needs to hear, know, or be aware of?
Spirit is taking them home. Spirit is taking them back, not to spirit, not to pass away. No, no, no. Spirit is taking this group back to themselves, back to the baby angels that they actually are, away from the appearance of this mad, crazy world. Knowing spirit will take care of you financially, don't worry about that. But spirit is bringing them back to themselves. That's what this new wealth revolution, this whole thing, Darius, that you're doing, is about returning souls to source. And that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing, son. And you're doing with compassion, with love, with deep understanding, with no judgment, with yes, you can. I can hear it in your voice. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you're resonating with the spirit. And that resonating is for all of us. You're not separate than Joanne or Wendy or anybody. And when they feel that resonation, they can feel it. Oh my goodness. And that's what I teach. That's what Spirit and I teach, is that you can go back to that love and resonate and see all your dreams come true once you begin to believe. And that's very powerful.
I want to connect with everybody, and I want to hear what you are feeling, what you are sensing on this call, what's going on with your body and your awareness, and what you feel about you can do it. What are you feeling as that part of you connects to the truth, and that vibration that Hans is putting out is calling that other part of you forward to be more dominant in your life, where it always has been, wanting to reach you, wanting to be the part of your life that you live from, that maybe we've made the decision sometime to stuff it down, and that time is not going to be a reality very much longer, and it's not a reality anymore at all. I want to hear from everybody. I want you to submit. One person says that she is feeling absolutely that she can and that she is going to go home. Another person is dealing with a lot of challenges and wondering if she can make it. One person, Janelle, is saying, I feel very lost in my life. I have a lot of anxiety about my career and my marriage. What guidance would you have for her, Hans?
Oh, bless her heart. I would say to her, you have no worries. If you want to worry about your mind chatter disrupting your ease. Remember, my child, when you become uneasy, you're literally disturbing your own peace of mind. 97% of everything you're ever going to worry about will never happen, child. Never. But you will spend about 37% of your lifetime worrying about it. Be at peace, no matter what it looks like. No matter what comes forward, say, huh, I wonder what's in this for me. What can I learn from this today?
Yes.
Darius is bringing, his show brings you back to you. And you are always, have always, will always be connected to spirit. Always. So you have no problems, you only have solutions. And the solution is in the power of spirit.
We've got another question from somebody who says, why Why? Why are we put in this condition? Why is that? Why would this negative thought be created? Why can't it constantly be this totally, I guess, positive, blissful euphoria? Why?
But remember that nobody else created it. You did. I want your audience to listen to something I'm going to say that sounds very, very strange. Can anybody in the audience tell me what is going on in their life that they did not create? Anyone? I said that to a group of 1,200 people a while back, and nobody could raise their hand. We pick our parents. We pick our life. We created everything. So the wonderful gift of that statement, Darius, is if this is the path we've chosen that we don't like, we can change it. We have the power to change it at any time we would like. It isn't simple, but once you begin the process of belief and you hold that intention, the power of the old negative thinking begins to diminish in power. And that works every time.
For those people that are holding an intention and they want that life of theirs to just absolutely be in that moment everything that it is destined to be, yet there might be somebody in their life, in their household, or in their external reality that may not hold that same intention, and they feel as if that will take them off of that path. What advice do you have for them if you're living with somebody who maybe is coming from a negative emotional state?
Put them in a bubble of light. You've all heard that before, but it works. You can say to spirit, I love this person. Will you please no longer make me available to the negative vibration of that person? Will you please put a wall of light between me and the negative aspect of that person. Surround them in light. Help my light to shine upon them. But please, I no longer wish to be affected by that person's negative thought. And it works.
Fantastic. Wow. I want to ask another question. These are some incredible questions. I want to thank everybody for what you're sharing. This is a very common situation, Hans, that I see in the spiritual community, is that as people become more aligned and awakened, they seem to, well, I'll just read her question. Donna from Lincoln Park asks, my finances should be my biggest intention as I am totally broke. But the more I listen to or learn about connecting with spirit or source, I become less and less interested in work, almost like it's totally unimportant. Now, those are her words.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
Absolutely. She's right on track. Good for her. Because what you can say, Donna, you can say to Spirit, thank you for paying my bills. This is the number that I need. I perceive I need each month to cover my bills. I give this to you. Thank you. And when you're not focused on survival, suddenly the bills get paid. That's the key everyone needs to hear. Once you give the problem away, you say to the ethers, you say to the spirit, you say to the God force, I trust you will handle this. Okay? So remember something, all of you. You have the power to govern your life in such a way as you walk hand in hand with the Spirit every day, knowing they will keep you from poverty, they will keep you from despair, even though in the appearance you may not have any funds. It may look like you don't have any money. But by the end of the month, it'll be rather amazing when you see somehow, some way, you made it through. And I would remind everybody of something that's extremely important to hear. Every day of anyone in this audience's life, every day, 5 billion people on this planet would trade places with you in a heartbeat.
Mm.
Okay? So what appears to many people as poverty is another man's millionaire.
Now, when they open up to that intention and they let that problem go out to the universe and the world, to their higher self, what are some of the things that come back as signposts or things that transform that situation? Is it that they get a hunch to go do something or
Absolutely.
Call somebody?
That's correct.
Take us through that, because I want
to
be sure that they're... Yes.
Once you begin to do that, just like you're saying, once you begin to work with the spirit, these hunches, through the years, I've heard this line probably 5,000 times. Hans, it's just like things begin to come out of the woodwork. Where were those things before? I said, you couldn't see it. Once you begin to trust and you let go, remember, for everything we desire, we have an idea of what it needs to look like. Rather than say, I now am living in abundance. See, abundance to us means cash.
Yes.
It means money, right? That doesn't mean abundance to spirit. Love, peace, harmony, smiling, loving, kissing a puppy, kissing your goldfish. That's abundance to spirit. If you bring yourself to that abundant state, then you can say, and I would like the abundance to have a little extra cash too. You can say that. But first you have to become the abundance that you are seeking. Because nothing you're going to acquire, Darius, you and I, a lot of us know people who have scant. I know a man who makes $1,300,000 every day of his life. He's not very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Money will not make us happy. Love and peace will make us happy. And the love that Spirit has for us is so enormous that once you tap into it, it surrounds us. That's what Yoda was saying. It literally engulfs us. It protects us. It loves us. It lifts us up. And it gives us all the possibilities to become whatever we wish to become.
When you said become the abundance that we're not seeking first, which is connecting to that happiness and the joy and that love, and then the other things will fall into place, I think that's probably one of the truest things I've ever heard on this whole series, and that is a pretty profound statement, because we've had so many incredible people here. I hope everybody really took that in and allowed it to sink in. Hans, one other thing that I would love for you to be able to do for the group is mind chatter. Is there any exercise or practice that you could maybe take us through,
sure,
or some experience to let that part go and stay in that abundant state?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a little preview. One of the exercises in our intuitive development class, and we have many of them, old Buddhist technique, Darius, if you can say the word one, and then say one again, and then say one again, and keep saying one, just one. Try to see how long you can say one before your mind chatter interrupts the thought of one, and then go to two. See how long you can hold that. The first time I started doing these exercises, I was at 25 in about 3 or 4 minutes. That's how unsettled my mind was. It sounds simple, but I want the audience to try it. See how long you can say out loud one until the mind chatter interrupts. And it will interrupt. That's a promise. Gradually, through the intention, this helps you to learn intention, holding the one for as long as you can hold it. If you can hold it for 15 minutes, saying one, you'll never have mind chatter control your life again. Because you have actually put in motion a mechanism in your own mind to thwart the power of your own mind chatter. Try it, folks. It really does work. And we have many things in our intuitive class, which is part of the package today, that will help people to get away from that doggone mind chatter.
I want to talk about that because this really is much more than just a training class. I mean, you have some unimaginable things in here that I didn't even know that we were including. I know that our team really went above and beyond, and you and your team went above and beyond to give this and allow people to partake in this. You have in here something in this package. It's Change Your Life, and it is the process of changing your life and giving it over to you, Hans, and your guidance. And so people just need to show up and be ready.
That's
to
right.
have that change, and your guidance is available to them and to each and every participant. And one of the things, the first thing I'm seeing, is the prayer circle.
Yes.
What is that prayer circle?
We're going to have 3 days where we have one-hour sessions. And in that, we will be taking specific subjects like abundance or fear, and our health is going to be a big one, where we help individuals live, working with my own guidance, one-on-one, showing them what's blocking them, how to pull themselves back into the center again. So this will be a prayer circle, and it'll be all over the world. And this will be a prayer circle where individuals can actually work with my guidance and myself and shifting the way they hold their life and giving them back the power that they need. And it'll be on several different subjects. Health being a very important one, mind chatter being a very important one, setting intentions a very important one. How to do these things, how to keep the mind chatter. And we'll be praying with you and the guidance and walking together to accomplish these goals. I don't think it's been done, Darius, before.
I don't think so either, and I mean, so it's basically a way that spirit can come in and really make you allow spirit to make the changes in their life. Is that how? What is the mechanism that, you know, without trying to get too much into detail, that this is happening? Because I think this is really profound that people just show up and they allow this.
Because by showing up, Darius, what they're doing is they're setting an intention. You see, by showing up for each one of these, they already are halfway there with spirit because they've shown spirit their intention. And that, my friend, is worth its weight in gold. So we're setting our intentions in the group. We're setting our intentions in the circle, if you will. And spirit will be setting its intention for that circle and for those individuals. So it's going to be a coming together, if you will, of the power of spirit with the power of intention in your life so that you can manifest what you're looking for.
I want to let people know where this is. We got a question from Carolyn who's saying, where is this? This is at uwealthrevolution.com/Hans, H-A-N-S. That's U-Y-O-U, Wealth, Revolution.com/Hans, H-A-N-S. You know, I believe when people really connect to the you that they are, their wealth creates a revolution. There is a revolution in their wealth, and that being their spiritual wealth and their love wealth and their joy wealth and their vitality wealth, and that's really what this is about. So take a look at that. I also want to ask Hans about something else here because I've never seen him include all of this into one package. It's actually quite astounding, and it's $97. It's a $1,190 value package. It's the Change Your Life package. And he also has a 9-hour class that is going to be live and interactive starting in May, and this is intuitive development,
yes,
which is all about how you can connect to your guidance. Hans, tell us more about this.
Well, this is near and dear to my heart. It's I believe,
and I have seen it my entire life, that people are baby angels in human form. And my job as a spiritual teacher is to return them to their abilities, to their ability to communicate with spirit, to their abilities to be healers, because they've always had it, but they didn't know they had it, or they thought they might have had it. This gives them an opportunity to learn who their guides are, how to work with their guidance. They'll learn if they're clairsentient, or they're clairvoyant, or they're clairaudient, or they have healing potentials. All of these things. And the great thing about this 9-hour class is, here again, it's live. It's not one that's been pre-recorded. So not only will individuals have their questions answered, but other people will be asking questions that will help everyone. So it's a win-win situation, and I really like doing this class. It'll be spread over 9 hours from the 18th to the 20th.
So from May 18th to the 20th, and then the prayer circle is in May as well.
Yeah, 4th through the 6th.
4th through 6th. Now, you also adding something else. Not only will they get the prayer and let the spirit guide, you know, the spirit work on those challenges, and also be able to connect to spirit after the class and really get that into the development. You also have something called sacred relationships, which is, of course, a whole important piece that we didn't really even get into here.
No, it's a giant piece. Truly.
Mm.
You can have sacred relationships, but you have to do what you and I and the group worked on today. That's how you get to sacred relationships. It's a 6-hour class. It will be from June the 1st through the 3rd, and it will be live also. We're going to be talking about what is the purpose in all the relationships that come in and through our life. Why are they here? What's a soulmate relationship? What's a soulmate friend relationship? Why do we do soul crossing? Do we have soulmate animals as soulmate? Absolutely. And we talk about all the interactions between parents and children and lovers and all the different kinds of relationships, and that they're all sacred to spirit. And trying to understand what our purpose in each of these relationships is, learning not to be a victim, how to gain the very best you can from each relationship, and how to learn to love and to be loved. And I think that's very, very important. So I'm really looking forward to that one. That'll be June the 1st through the 3rd.
Now, Kathleen is asking, Hans, when you say, I guess it's me who probably said it, is an interactive live class, what does that mean? I guess she's unclear.
We're going to be, it'll be on the computer, it'll be on the internet. You will be able to see me. I'll have some of my staff will be working with me. This will be an ongoing class, the same as if you were going to see me in a classroom somewhere. You can ask questions. We will get to as many, if not all, the questions during the entire process. So it's a real class. You'll see it. It's like Skype, okay? That's what I can tell you.
Yes. Incredible. Now, we're not done yet because Hans's team, and he was so connected to the mission here and wanted to really give something of tremendous value. He is also including the Change Your Life by Changing Your Intentions, which is an incredible program. Tell us about that, Hans.
Well, what in this particular set of MP3s that what we've done is to help people see where they're holding themselves back from their intentions, how to clear the cobwebs from the consciousness, how to begin to work with your guidance and manifesting your dreams by, you know, how do we set our intentions? What are the blocks that may appear during that process? How to overcome them? I think it's one of the best things I've done for some time. And it's a wonderful opportunity because once you really get that you can change your life by changing your intentions, there's a power in and of that itself. That's a powerful thought. You know, just if you just get that, you know, you're halfway home. So I wanted to put this in here, Darius, because my mission in life is to show you Yes, you can. Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm seeing all this really come together because we've got this desire to set intentions. We've got this power to set intentions. Yet so many people, once they set the intention, don't know what actions to take or what intuitive process to follow. And that's part of the intuitive development piece that you have.
Well, we want to take it from setting the intention to implying the power to the intention.
Yes, exactly.
You see, that's what we're trying to help them to understand, that here's the power that you want to use behind the intention. And here's
exactly
what may get in your path, and here's what you do about that. It's a wonderful program, Darius.
Incredible. Okay, so I want to let people know, we're getting another question. Salia is asking, where is this? It's at UWealth Revolution, YOUWealthRevolution.com/Hans, H-A-N-S. And it is all of these live classes, which are incredible. It is $97. This is the Change Your Life package, which connects you to your spiritual gifts, connects you to your intuitive self and nature that is already there, but opens the pathway and shows you the path. The prayer circle as well, which really is about allowing spirit to work and create the changes and allow the changes in your life. The other thing, Hans, that it was pretty astounded by is that if they go through all of that and they're not satisfied, they have 30 days to, get a refund if they feel
yes.
it wasn't
mm-hmm.
for them.
That's correct.
Wow. I want to hear your questions and what you're feeling and your questions. We've got a bunch of people writing, and we actually have 204 questions now, 207. One person asked, Hans, she really feels called to be a healer, to be somebody who can heal, yet she feels blocked to this. There's some block or something she's experiencing.
That's correct.
What is happening?
It's very simple, Darius, because she says she would like to be one, which says to spirit she's saying she's not. Therefore, they cannot connect her to the energy because she's already saying, I am not. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Yes.
Because
yes.
When you say, I want to be, you're saying, I am not. If she says, I am a healer, and I'm wondering where spirit might want me to go with it, whole other power, completely different power. The difference between I am and I want is simply huge.
It's galaxies.
Absolutely. Because when you say I want, you say I'm not. And spirit can't fund energy to that. If they themselves are makers of themselves, and you say I want to be something, then you've actually reinforced the negative aspect of a thought.
I want everyone to just get this is what Hans will be doing in much more detail and personal to you on this incredible training and so much deeper. For people after the class, Hans, will there be replays and ways that they can access what was taught again and again?
Yes, absolutely.
All
this will be archived, okay?
All of it will be archived.
Yes.
We've got a question from Nabila from Paris, France. She says, how can I strengthen my belief that I am not alone? There are times when I feel I am invisible, end of quote.
First of all, dear, you have to work on the conscious mind chatter. This is not even a subconscious mind chatter, my friend. This is a conscious mind chatter. I dealt with this with a friend of mine here in Meredith this morning, and she kept saying she was alone. I said, as long as you say so, because those words are coming out of your own mouth. See? And so I'm saying to her, you couldn't be alone, my child, if you tried. You are surrounded by the Spirit. You are surrounded by love. Become good enough to love yourself, and others will love you as well. All right? But do you see what I'm trying to help people with, the power in the Word?
Yes.
The power in how we address our life is what is coming back at us.
Yes. I want to ask a final question, and one person said this is such spiritual power that they just have to like soak it all in, and I find myself in that place where I do not want to ask anything. I just want to sit and be. And actually, I might just do that for about 5 seconds. I'm just going to sit and be and let the right moment unfold, because it is extremely powerful. What does Spirit want for all the people on this call, Hans?
To come home. Come back to the Spirit. It doesn't mean you can't have your life. Come back to Spirit. Remember who your parents are. Remember the love that you had from the other side when you came here. Know that you have a resource of abundant love, a resource that is boundless. That yes, you can. That abundance starts with a safe place in your own heart, not from the acquiring of objects. It doesn't mean you give up your dreams or your goals. It's how you approach those dreams and those goals. And the most important thing is they want you to know they are here with you and for you. You are never alone. Just everyone, put out your hand and believe. And Spirit will take you where your heart would like to be. We ought to do this again. This has been a good show.
We will. We will. I want to. Yes, absolutely. I want to thank you, Hans, for coming on, for sharing the space with us, for connecting with us and really giving everybody a amazing glimpse at the life that they were born to live. That is the life that is, I believe, seeking them as much as they believe they are seeking it, that Spirit is seeking them and asking them to take its hand. And we all need to connect to Spirit. And you're giving us so many tools on this call and for an incredible opportunity to really go deep with your work at that special page that we mentioned. I'm going to mention that again, but I want to ask one final question, and that is what you are going to be teaching us, what people are going to be connecting to at that special page is part of your life's work. It is your life's work.
Yes, it is.
It's my life. You are.
Yes.
It's your gift.
I was told many years ago, bring them home. That's what I'm doing.
And what I love about you is you're not just there as a guru or as somebody great saying that I'm going to heal you but keep you blind, or I'm going to make you a follower but keep you in the dark.
No,
you are giving them the power themselves to do.
I don't want them to follow me. I want them to follow themselves.
Yes.
That's the key.
And as they get that, that same thing that has transformed your life, I want them to be aware of what a great gift that is. If you could perhaps take a moment and just share how what you do has transformed your life, I think that would be of great value for people.
It has been the greatest gift that anyone could have ever asked for. To be able to walk in two worlds at the same time. To watch the transformation in people's lives. To watch the healing that occurs between the spirit and parents that have passed away or a child that may have passed away. To walk with people as they begin to enhance their life through the spiritual teachings, to find out who they are, that God does love them, Spirit loves them, and to be able to be part of that every day. I work every day but Sunday. And to be able to watch how this interacts, how the incredible love of the universe is there. And once people get it, see it, hear it, Their face radiates. They beam. And they don't care anymore about the way it looks. They care about the way they feel. And that becomes very, very important. And before I close tonight, I would like to remind everybody what I say at the end of my radio show. And that is that God does not love anyone more in this world than you. Each and every one of you.
I know people needed to hear that, and now they are connected to that. Hans, thank you so very much for sharing this space with us and touching people in the way that I know only you can. And we have over 160 comments and people just so much enjoying bathing in this truth and the light of what you do.
Thank you for allowing me to do what I love to do, Darius. God bless you.
God bless you.